following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hello, I'm John Quincy, and I'm back with another hour of the History of TMA, our Wayback Machine ride to hear from the folks in the formats that have been heard over the decades, right here on 1250 WTMA.
When TMA news ends, TMA music begins.
On Memorial Day weekend in 2005, many former newsmen and disc jockeys from WTMA's music radio days, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, got together for a reunion right here in Charleston. Between noon and 2 on that Saturday, we had a special reunion talk show, which was hosted by WTMA alum Bill Sharp. Of course, you probably know him better as Channel 5's news anchor for many years. The reunion participants had a wonderful time remembering the good old days on the mighty TMA. As you'll hear as we play back the second hour of that show right now.
WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Another full hour of music. WTMA, Charleston.
Carolina's number one radio station, the mighty TMA, with another solid gold weekend.
WTMA. Our 24-hour day request line, of course, is open for you. It's always open at 556-5851.
From Charleston's radio leader, it's the mighty TMA Bob Scott Show. It's number one, and you know it.
Good evening, Charleston. Welcome back to the final portion of the Bob Scott North 52 Drive-In Show this evening. Incidentally, this is where we're holding the big contest tonight, the big contest of Charleston, the Miss or Mrs. Movie Star Contest.
Council acts on McLennan Banks and land deal. It's 42 degrees, our low for tonight, around 30. This is Steve Bell, WTMA News on Thursday, December 9th, 1976.
WTMA.
Well, good afternoon once again, everybody. Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I worked at the mighty TMA back in the late 60s and early 70s. We are looking back now to the way it was back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. As we reminisce and take a walk down memory lane, we've got disc jockeys here who were here back in the glory days of WTMA when WTMA was a rock and roll station. In fact, if you grew up in the Lowcountry like I did, this was the only station you listened to. And it was a powerhouse back in the 60s when I was a teenager. You had to listen to WTMA. I worked here as a news guy in the summer when I was away from college. Then I'd go back to college, and one thing led to another, and I ended up at Channel 5 TV, and I've been there most of my career. It's good to have you with us. I want you to meet some people who were here during the glory days of rock and roll at WTMA. We're going to start and go around the room. We've got some voices that you may know about and that you may have heard, and I'm going to start with John Burwell.
1250
and
WTMA, the mighty TMA.
I didn't even ask you to do that.
Thank you very much.
You know?
You don't have to ask John to do that. I still remember how it was done.
John. Let me hear it again, John. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Burwell.
1250 WTMA. Hi, everybody. I'm John Burwell. It's good to be with you.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
That's pretty darn good, John.
Yeah, I'm spewing every word.
Take two aspirins and go to bed, will you? John, you were here during what years?
I was here from 1974, January of 1974, all the way up to, actually almost 1981.
And then what happened to you?
Well, I got the call to ordain ministry.
You fell off the wagon, became a minister, and now you are an Episcopal priest.
At Holy Cross, Solomon's Island. I've been there actually for 18 years. I've been at Holy Cross, Solomon's Island.
Oh, my
great
goodness.
Great church out there on the beach.
John, as we look back, some of your favorite memories of being a disc jockey here at the mighty WTMA. And, John, you've got the pipes, buddy. Let me hear it one more time, John.
right, 1250 WTMA. How are you? It's so good to be with you today.
Oh, I can
How's
see
that?
Him now. I can.
That's my best.
Yeah, Tommy Dimitri only.
They did do this and does.
John, share with us some memories from way back then in the 70s when you were a disc jockey.
Great day in the morning. I mean to tell you, when I came to WTMA, it was the number one station in the Southeast. Now, that's no joke because it had more listeners per capita than any radio station in the Southeast. And
It was a monster. It still is now. It's a different kind of monster. It's a talk and a news monster now, but it was a big monster back then.
I was working the morning show at WNOK in Columbia, the morning drive show, 6 to 9 in the morning, and Keith Nichols, who I'd worked with at college, said that they had an opening on the all-night show down here.
Right.
This station was so big that I went from morning drive to overnight just so I could get my foot in the door down here at WTMA. And so my first 6 months were overnight, midnight to 6 at WTMA. Then I got on at 9 to noon. And it was, you know, like it was in heaven at 9 to noon. And just one more thing real quick. Got on at 9 to noon, John Trenton, the general manager at that time, called
me. We all know John. I worked with John in the mornings.
And he said, "You have now made it to WTMA." And he said, "We are the number one station. And we will stay the number one station. And if you can't, I will find somebody who will."
Ooh.
"Do you understand me?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I understand you." And I kept the ratings.
Yes, you did. That's a great how do you do, John. And quickly, the church you're pastor?
Yeah, Church of the Holy Cross, Sullivan's Island.
Right.
It's a great church. Come see us.
We will, and I think many of us here could use religion right now, John. If I look at this sorry bunch of guys right here. Brother Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Brother Dave, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How you?
I'm doing great. I'm just happy to be here. I haven't been to Charleston. I think I came up briefly in 1981. I was doing a renegotiation type thing, trying to get on a station up here. And I went back, thought about it, decided I'd stay in North Carolina. But I really like Charleston. I haven't been down in a long time. I'm sort of doing the touristy things.
When were you here, Brother Dave?
Moved here in September of 74 and left in December of 80. And I was at WTMA from September of 74 through December 23rd of 74. And then I came back about, I guess it was March of 75 and worked on till early 76 there.
What did you do when you were here?
I did 7 to midnight. I did 7 to midnight on TMA for a couple of months and then came back and did overnights.
Now, we called you Brother Dave, but what is your real name?
I'm David Vassar. Okay. Vassar. So that's why I don't use that on the air.
I understand that because it sounds close to something else.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like Hitler.
Right.
I get that a lot.
What are you doing now, Brother Dave?
Or it could be Nasser.
It could be Nasser, right? It could be something like that.
It could be something else.
Could be Asker, as a matter of fact.
I left TMA and went to CSC.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And some people might have listened to me over there. Dave Derrick. I did that. And I did that at WQSN, too. I was at WQSN for years.
What are you doing now, Brother Dave?
Right now, I have just stopped doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
I did 12 years at Magic 96.1 FM in Charlotte, which is a clear channel. Yeah.
Right,
60s.
Right.
Well, we did 50s, 60s. Then we started doing 60s, 70s. And now they're playing what they call contemporary rhythmic, which is an urban music format. There aren't too many gray-headed urban DJs hanging around. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Well, so you've finally gotten out of radio. At 94, it's about
I actually
time,
got to quit.
Brother Dave.
There were two people left, me and this other guy, so I actually got to quit. One of the few radio jobs I got to quit from, actually.
You weren't actually fired.
No, I wasn't.
We're talking, folks, with Brother Dave, and we are reminiscing about the way it was when the mighty TMA was a rock and roll giant. Now, of course, it's a talk and news giant, but back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 80s, it was the station to listen to for rock and roll. Brother Dave, quick story from you. Anything that that comes to mind when you look back at those glory
days? One thing
that
always comes to mind is I want to send out a round of applause to the greatest audio engineer I ever knew, Charlie McCants.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I don't know, he could move 6 alligator clips around in that place and take the whole place down, and nobody could put it back on. But he made that thing sound like an FM, and I noticed today it still sounds great. The station still sounds good.
All right, Brother Dave, you know what I've asked everybody as we go around the room here. Would you share with us a little bit of your delivery The way it was back here in the 1970s when you were here. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Brother Dave.
It's 7 o'clock at the mighty TMA. I'm Brother Dave, and here's Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh, yeah, you got me going. Let me tell you, after that, man, I don't know what to say. Brother Dave, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming back. Where are you living now?
I live in a little town called Baden, North Carolina. It's a little French village in Stanley County, mm-hmm. just east of Charlotte. I've commuted into Charlotte for years. Right now, I work in emergency services. I'm a training officer for the Stanley County 911 Center in Albemarle. I train 911 telecommunicators how to do their job, radios and phones, and EMD, CPR, childbirth, choking instructions, that sort of thing. Believe it or not, that's,
all right.
This is a good job. Nice benefits.
I bet so.
And there's no Arbitron rating on the police band.
Praise the Lord for that. Brother Dave, good to have you with us. Steve Bell was here as a news guy. In fact, Steve, you were one of my favorite. I'd always tune into you and listen to you. When were you here? What years were you here, Steve?
Nice of you to say. So I was here from the spring of 74 until the spring of 78.
And then after they fired you, what happened then? I'm just teasing you, Steve. You were a heck of a news guy back then.
I was here about a year and established my South Carolina citizenship, and then went back to school and went to college full-time and worked full-time and had a part-time job on the weekends waiting tables.
Wow. Where'd you wait tables?
And so that's when I left, was when I graduated from the College of Charleston in May of 78.
Where did you wait tables, Steve?
I waited tables at one of the Sambo's restaurants. If you remember those.
Yep. We don't have the Sambo's restaurants anymore, and for good reason.
They've been gone a long time.
You put them out of business, Steve, as a matter of fact, when you were waiting tables.
They put themselves out of business.
What do you remember back from when you were doing news, Steve? Anything stand out in your mind in particular?
It was one of the best times of my life and one of the hardest times of my life because I put in so many hours between school and work, but we did, I thought, an incredible job. I did working for Al Cammy, who's sitting right next to me, so I have to be nice.
Don't pat his knee like that, Steve. He's a married man.
He likes it.
Well, he may like it, but we don't need to talk about that here on the air, for God's sake. Sorry, John, but you know how these guys get out of control.
But considering the resources we had, it was basically two people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd have a third, but we worked our tails off and put together I thought was incredible quality newscasts and public affairs work for what we had to work with.
All right, let me hear it, Steve. You know, I've asked everybody to give me a little bit of their delivery. You were a news guy, so, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 20 minutes after 1 o'clock here at the mighty WTMA. Time now for news with Mr. Steve Bell.
Well, I don't think
he's a lawyer.
I don't think I can do that. That's right. I'm a lawyer now.
Time now for news with Mr. Steve Bell. Steve, what's
Elvis
happening?
Elvis is still dead.
Nobody tell the Elvis story.
Nobody tell the Elvis story. Steve, we'd like to hear how you sounded back then.
Pretty much like you sound now. Actually, you heard me coming into this segment.
I was afraid of that. I was afraid
of
that, Steve.
And that's about as good as I can.
Well, there we go. Folks, we are reminiscing with the folks who used to be here back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s when WTMA was a rock and roll station. It was a giant back then, and you only listen to the mighty TMA. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk to Al Cammy, newsman extraordinaire from WTMA, and to Mr. Gary London, who was just a terrific disc jockey from a time when I remember, too. Stay with us. That's going to cost you a lot of extra money, Gary. We're reminiscing, walking down memory lane at the mighty WTMA.
There's more of the replay of WTMA's 2005 DJ Reunion Talk Show coming up straight ahead on the history of TMA.
Talk Radio 1250 WTMA.
We're back to the history of TMA as we continue listening to our 2005 DJ Reunion Talk Show with WTMA alum Bill Sharp.
WTMA, Tiger Radio, do you remember?
The best music, WTMA.
Here's your video of the mighty TMA with our Midnight Tracker coming up as usual on Saturday night. And since this Saturday is Christmas Eve,
street level, we've got 48 TMA degrees.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Once again, the number to call, I repeat, the only number to call to send in your Tiger Radio dedication and request is Raymond 22961. Want to send the next record out for Roddy and Larry, for Sandra and Bugsy and Betty and Joey and Joanne and Bobby.
1250 WTMA. Somebody's placing me on my high line. Must be a Mayor Joe. I'm Silver's at 907. Good morning. This is Gary London. And your friends at TMA remind you that
the WTMA.
Tiger Radio at 1250 on your dial. Hooper, Pulse, and Nielsen rated
number one.
Live this weekend where the good times are. WTMA, Mighty 1250.
Philadelphia Freer.
Oh, it's a great song, isn't it, Gary? Good afternoon, everybody. Bill Sharp with Live 5 News, and we are looking back to the way it was, the great old rock and roll days of WTMA back in the 50s, the 60s when I grew up, the 70s and the 80s, and we've got a reunion that you won't believe here at WTMA with some of the former disc jockeys and news people, and it is just great to talk to them. We're sitting around here chatting and talking about the good old days when WTMA was the rock and roll station in the Lowcountry. If you didn't listen to WTMA, you weren't squat back then. And I should know, because when I was growing up as a teenager, this was the only rock and roll station to listen to. Al Cammy was a longtime news guy here. And Al, you were one of the premier news people of the Lowcountry back in the day when you were here at WTMA. How the heck are you?
Older, shorter, fatter.
Well, yeah. And a lot richer, too, Al, you know? A lot richer, because you got out of radio news, you made some money in corporate America, and now you're retired down in Florida, and you're trying to ask us to feel sorry for you. You know,
no,
forget
actually,
that stuff.
I'm not,
forget that stuff, buddy, because you look good.
I'll tell you, everybody is talking about stories from days of old.
Well, first of all, when were you here, Al?
1974, early 74 okay. to the latter part of 77.
And you were what, news director here?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was. Jack Wilson hired me.
Right.
And then Jack left shortly thereafter, and
you drove him away, didn't you, Al? He hires you, and then he can't stand it anymore, so he leaves.
That's right. That's right. And he'll get his due later. He'll be able to retort.
We're going to be talking about him.
But it's okay. Actually, I'm the only person, aside from Jack, who ever used their real name, okay? All of these people run by pseudonyms,
right?
I couldn't do that. I'd get confused and forget who I was.
Well, and you still do that sometimes.
That's true, too.
Even with your real name.
I don't have any real stories to tell you about TMA except one.
Let me hear it.
And that is that at the time I was at WTMA, the group that it was on the air and behind the scenes in that station was perhaps the most dynamic, creative group that I have ever worked with in almost 40 years in the workplace.
Al, we don't have any money to pay you but thanks a lot.
It's true. There are very few times in one's life that you can look back and say, I had a job that regardless of what time of day I had to go in and what time of day I ended up going home and what resources I had to put in, that I still did it with a smile on my face because I knew it was a great dynamic environment. TMA was that very environment.
It was the place to be back
it
then.
It was absolutely the place to be. And they allowed you to be as creative as you wanted, to be as dynamic, and in the case of news, take the risks that you needed to take to ensure that the story was viable, was valuable, and it was part of the public's right to know.
And Al, you moved on after WTMA, and you got into corporate America. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I made my transition from radio into television.
Right.
And as I went up the so-called media ladder, I became less and less of a journalist and much more of an administrator and bean counter. And I decided my career had already ended because I loved the reporting end. That's what I lived for. So since it was chucked already, I decided to join into corporate America. I became corporate vice president for then Martin Marietta and ultimately Lockheed Martin. And retired in 98.
And now you're retired down in Florida.
Right. Well, I was working for Lockheed Martin. One of my offices was in Florida.
Right.
And we chose to stay there. And now I've started my own business in retirement, which I probably should have done 30 years ago.
And you've never been happier.
I've never been happier except those days that at TMA. The huge gap in between, 30 years in between, almost 30 years, I could never say that I cherished as much as the days of TMA or what I'm doing now.
I felt that way about my first wife, too. 30 years of just pain. And no, I'm just teasing.
I still have my first wife. We're now in our 36th year.
Well, congratulations.
And TMA also had a very warm spot because we adopted our oldest child when we were at TMA.
Oh, really?
And through DSS, and he's now 29. So, and he has his own children.
Oh, my gosh. So you're a granddad.
Oh, I'm a granddad, yeah.
I've heard you called other things, too, but we know you're at least a granddad.
Yes, I am.
All right, Al, you know what I've asked everybody? I want to hear a little bit of the great delivery, and you've got a terrific set of pipes, Al. The great delivery of Al Camby. Let me introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for news here at 1:28 in the afternoon on this Saturday here at WTMA. Let's find out what's breaking out in news with Mr. Al Camby. Al?
Well, this is Al Camby.
And Steve Bell.
We are a team. We always will be.
All right, guys. I'm sorry to hear about that. Does your wife know about that, Al?
You know,
You guys have plenty of time to get together after the studio.
That's true, except he's a lawyer.
Team, not item.
I see. He said team. Al, it's great to talk to you. You've got so many great stories about what you've done with your life. Congratulations for a life well lived, and it's not over yet. You've got many more years ahead of you, and I could use some of your money, Al, but thanks a lot.
Well, wait a minute.
Anchor
slot. I'm sorry, pal, but the anchor slot has not done you injustice, okay?
Well, after 4 years of plastic surgery and four tummy tucks and two chin lifts,
right,
I'm still with the program.
Right, you look as good as Dick Clark did until 3 years ago when it finally hit.
When it finally fell. Al Camby, a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for talking. Let's go to a man I interviewed on television a few days ago, about a week ago, and he is also a member of the WTMA Alumni
Where is that
Association.
Station?
I don't know where that station is. Mr. Gary London. And Gary, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on Midday.
Oh, it was our pleasure to have you on. You've got a great set of pipes too, Gary.
Thank you.
Were you here at WTMA?
I'm trying to think exactly. I think it was either late 71 or early 72.
Mm-hmm. You on drugs again,
72.
Gary?
No.
Hard to remember.
It's hard to remember. I'm old. And didn't get home till 2 o'clock last night.
Well, okay.
And I was there till 78, and left TMA to put the flamethrower Q107 on the air.
Right. Yeah. Right. When you were here, what stands out in your mind? What happened, Gary? That sort of made an impression on you back then.
To be so young and to be so privileged to work at such a great radio station as WTMA.
Boy, you got the voice for it, too.
I listen to you now, and I say,
there's a man like Al Camby and Steve Bell and Brother Dave with a great set of pipes. And then we've got Kurt Varner over here who somehow squeaked his way into a living, too. But
it's a reverb.
He used a lot of reverb because, you know, when you don't have any testosterone, you got to compensate somehow.
Thanks, Bill.
But moving right along, just teasing Kurt. Kirk is a good friend and worked with us at Channel 5 and has been very successful.
Look at him,
too.
Though. He's still white and pasty.
He still is. Always has been. Gary, tell me about the good old days, what you remember as a disc jockey here at WTMA.
I remember.
John Quincy's got a big smile on his face. What are you smiling at, John Quincy? Huh?
I can't tell you on the air, but I'll tell you later.
All right.
Just being on the air.
Right.
You know, my philosophy was if I could make one person happy, one person smile, bring some joy to one person's heart.
Right.
Every day that I was on there, just one person that I've done my job.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God it paid off because we were consistently number one. Started out as midday.
Right.
And then when I left and went to Norfolk for a month, my wife then was crying her eyes out, homesick, came back. Bill Dudley and J.J. Scott brought me back to KTM.
Right.
When they did a format change. And then that didn't work out for various reasons. I won't mention any names, but you can probably figure out the name I was going to mention.
You were glad to be back,
yes,
though.
Yes. And then Booby was having some problems at TMA.
Right.
So we flip-flopped. I went from mornings at KTM and then back to afternoons at WTMA.
And you were a happy camper.
Well, I was happy camper when I boosted his ratings tremendously.
All right, Gary.
We were pulling afternoon shares of like, you know, 70s.
Gee, was 70% of the audience, Kirk. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Not at all.
It's just
6 out of 10 were listening.
60-70% of the audience back then was listening to WTMA, and those ratings, folks, we will probably never see again. All right, Gary, you know what I've asked everybody? I want to hear how you sounded way back in the 70s when you were a hot disc jockey here at WTMA. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary London.
1250 WTMA. Let's take Bill Sharp and see what the weather forecast is going to be this weekend. Bill?
Well, the weather is going to be sunny and hot outside right now.
Well, that's good. Don't forget to put on the suntan lotion. We'll be back in just a second.
Boy, that's pretty darn good, Gary. Thanks very much. Gary London.
Well, we had 7 seconds to do it all in, you know.
And you got everything. You got a lot of stuff in 7 seconds. You piled it in. Ladies and gentlemen, we are reminiscing. We are taking a walk down memory lane, looking at the good old days of WTMA when it was a
Come on, Bill, rock and roll station. WTMA.
WTMA when it was a hot rock and roll station. Stay with us. What's that?
Yeah.
Four letters.
WTMA. We'll be back with more of a special reunion show when we come right back.
The history of TMA.
The history of TMA.
TMA.
Here's Talk 1250 WTMA.
Since June of 1989, WTMA has been Charleston's talk radio leader. But we've been on the air in Charleston since June of 1939. And during a large portion of those years, we were a top 40 music station. On Memorial Day weekend of 2005, we had a special TMA DJ reunion talk show hosted by Bill Sharp. Let's get back to the replay of the second hour of that program.
WTMA Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
All weekend long, the mighty TMA will give away an 8-track tape every 30 minutes, beginning at 6 p.m. tonight when you hear Santa laugh. First caller in at 556-5851 will win an 8-track tape from the mighty TMA. 7 after 2 o'clock, Friday in the city, Mama Cloudy and Forty with some boogie from Greg Allman.
Right now, we're exactly 5.5 minutes before 5 in the P&M. Tiger Radio Fun in the Sunshine. At street level, it's 87 degrees. Here's tune number 17 from the Four Seasons.
The most music, WTMA, on a Saturday night with the Kurt Warner Show and John Lennon. Playing those mind games, baby. It's 9:41 at WTMA.
This is WTMA with FM, Charleston, South Carolina.
Tiger Town weather, generally fair and mild tonight, tomorrow, partially cloudy and warm. Lowest tonight, 65. Highest tomorrow, 86. Currently, 75 street level degrees. This is Jim Diamond in 10 seconds more of the Bob Mitchell Show. In Tiger Town, it's 9 p.m.
When TMA News ends, TMA Music begins.
WTMA, the station where the W means wonderful. We lost our W once, but our vast listening audience, you, found it for us. Now we'd never be without it again, thanks to you. Stay tuned to WTMA, better than ever in 68.
You figure with all the technical things they have in 68, if we ever lost our W again, we'd look sort of stupid, wouldn't we? Anybody who loses their W would be stupid.
WTMA.
Tiger Radio.
Stroll with us down memory lane, everybody. Hi, folks. I'm Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I used to work here at WTMA. I was privileged to be a summer news guy while I was in college, and I never made much of myself after working at WTMA. WTMA had that effect on people. You felt like this was it. You were at the place to work, and everything else was just, well, peanuts, quite frankly. We are reminiscing, going back to the glory days of the mighty WTMA Tiger Radio, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and I am surrounded by a bunch of friends and people I have known for years and worked with here at WTMA down through the years. Kirk Varner is here. Jack Wilson in news is here. We've got Terry Allen, a guy I used to work with and just idolize. Still do, as a matter of fact, Terry. And Jerry Smith, my old roommate from back in 1974. And Jerry, you and I can tell some tales, but we can't tell them on radio, so we won't get into that right now. Thank goodness. I'm going to start with Kirk Varner, who used to work with us, not only here at WTMA, but also with me at Channel 5. Then I'm going to get into Jack Wilson, take a little break, come back with Terry and Jerry, and end up with the big boob himself, Bob Booby Nash. Kirk, good to have you with us. You here at the mighty WTMA?
I came to work here, Bill, in 1972 as a junior at North Charleston High School, and was here until almost 76, basically, and then transitioned into television and eventually worked with you at Live 5 in the 80s.
And you haven't been the same since, have you, Kirk?
No, I was just noticing a few moments ago, I'm the youngest guy here. I also have the highest voice here. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm trying to artificially repress it down and have the official broadcasting school voice, but I've been very busy out front parking all of the wheelchairs and scooters for everybody else who's come in. It's taken a little time to get everybody in here. And
we admire you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
So you worked here mm-hmm. when you were a junior at North Charleston High.
Yes, sir.
They expelled you from the school, then you came here full-time. No, I'm just teasing about that. You worked here while you were in high school. Yeah. What did you do after that, Kirk?
When I got out of school, I went to work in radio full-time and went to work for Ted Bell up in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Ted had been doing middays here at the Mighty TMA in the early 70s, and then was the operations manager over at WPXI, which was the TMA FM side that played beautiful music in the 70s.
Right.
And then Ted went to Orangeburg and was running a radio station up there, and I went up there to go to school and worked with him for a while, and then realized that I really wasn't going to have a higher education in my lifetime, and returned to work in television. Went to work at Channel 4 and then Channel 2, and I've worked everywhere. Unfortunately, my parents, who still live here in the Lowcountry, have pretty much convinced that I can't hold a job, and I can't operate a microphone either. Thanks, John. That's why I'm in TV behind the scenes, not in front of them.
You actually, though, seriously have moved up the ladder very well. Well, what are you doing now, Kirk? This is 2005, and where are you now?
Well, somebody pointed out to me the other day, my radio career began at the Mighty TMA 31 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. When you were 16, 17?
17 years old.
Okay. We're talking with Kirk Varner, who used to work here at the Mighty TMA back in the early 70s. When did you have the sex change? Because you sound
a lot different. Oh, thank you. That's nice. Now. Yeah, that's very nice. I went through puberty all the way, and I followed Terry Allen here as the weekend warrior.
We all did.
It pretty much. Terry had been the weekend warrior here in the 60s and up until the early 70s, and then I was privileged enough by John Trenton to get a job doing weekends here from 6 to midnight on Saturday and Sunday night, the longest air shift ever. That by the time you were done with it, you went home and just tried to go to sleep because you couldn't do anything else, basically. And so that was my radio career here. It was fabulous. We were listening to the clips coming into the segment of Keith Nichols, who you work with at Live 5, and Keith was the voice of this radio station, and used to say something that I think is the most telling thing about it, which with the top of every hour after the news break, Keith would come on and say, "More people." Wait a minute, let me see if I can do the voice. "More people listen to WTMA than any other three radio stations combined."
That's pretty darn good.
And it was true. I mean, that was the thing that was, the point about it was the TMA had an audience that was just phenomenal. I mean, everybody listened to the radio station. And to go from a kid growing up, as you did, listening to this radio station and being here, to being on the air here was just, the greatest thing ever. I don't think I'll ever have that kind of notoriety, except for the America's Most Wanted segment that runs every now and then. Unfortunately, they haven't caught up with me yet.
Well, just give them some time. Kirk, and you worked with us at Channel 5, and you did a terrific job too, and now you've moved up in the corporate world, and you're doing very well for yourself, and we appreciate your coming all the way back from Yankee land up there at Yale and New Haven in Connecticut to come down and see us. Anything you'd like to share with us quickly before we move on?
I think the thing that people who aren't here in the radio station need to understand is that I don't know that you ever get this many people together who share this one common set of experiences. experiences
right.
of working for this radio station that even today continues to be legendary in its call letters, but also just an incredibly spirited bunch of people. I mean, mm-hmm. even just sitting around and talking about the experiences and most of the stories, folks, we'd love to tell you, but we just can't do them on the air. I mean, most of these stories just don't play well.
To get this many former disc jockeys together who are drug-free now is just simply amazing. And speaking of drug-free, Terry Allen, how long have you been off the wagon again this time, buddy? I'm teasing you about that. Terry Allen was one of my heroes. I don't know what happened, but he was one of my heroes. He used to come, Terry, on the weekends and watch you spin records because you and I thought back then, back in the good old days in the 60s and 70s, that was a good way to meet girls.
The best.
I was, and I did. What happened to you, Terry? Just teasing. Terry, seriously, though, you were one of my mentors and heroes here at the mighty WTMA. Terry Allen.
Bill, it's great to be here. Great to be talking with you. I had the reputation.
Yes, you did.
I had the reputation of, I'm not sure who it was that said it to me, but they said, before you go out with this girl, see if she's dated Terry Allen.
Yeah.
Check that out first.
Terry,
and Bill, you found one.
I did.
You found one.
I found several, Terry, unfortunately. Your real name is Terry Leff.
Correct.
And Terry, I have known you and your brother, I guess, since the good old days of what used to be Baptist College. It's now
Absolutely.
Charleston Southern.
Right.
So you and I go back 30, maybe 35, maybe 40 years.
41 years ago is when I started, 1964 at TMA.
And you really were a mainstay there, and I was in news, and I used to come when I'd get off my shift in news and watch you spin the records, and you were terrific.
It's flexibility, and it's dumb luck. You made up in talent what you had in the ability to cue up a record, and most people don't even have any idea about that anymore. They don't even know what a 45 looks like, and I'm sorry for that.
Well, everybody now, of course, deals with CDs. And things like that. But back when you and I were coming up, and when Jerry Smith was coming up, it was 45s and LPs, and we were still in the era of the 33 and a third records.
Absolutely,
in some cases. So times have really changed. Terry, do you have any special memories that you'd like to share with us about the good old days when you were spinning records here at the mighty TMA?
Oh, my goodness. 90% of them, as has been pointed out, cannot be put on the air. But I remember when I came to TMA, it was like a dream come true. I was born and grew up in Charleston listening to the station.
Right.
And when I had the chance to go there, Doug Randall said, you're going to have to change your name. You're going to have to change your name because we can't have anyone from Charleston know that who you are. So I had to change from Leff to Allen and carried that with me for 40 years at different stations and at TMA so many times I can't remember. And one time I came back, it was Dick Clark. But it was just a phenomenal experience just to have been a part of that culture at that particular point.
I remember one time you told me, Terry, you said we were talking about getting married one day, and this was, you and I were both single at the time, and you said, I said, you know, what do you think about marriage? And you said something like, marriage is a great institution. In fact, anybody who is married ought to be in an institution. Do you remember saying that, Terry?
Yes, I do, and I also believe you don't have to be crazy to be in this business, but it helps.
But it certainly helps.
That's right.
Terry Allen, we're going to come back to you in just a few minutes as we end our show and talk to Boobie Nash, too, but we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to Jack Wilson and Jerry Smith, my good friend Jerry Smith. Stay with us. We're talking here about the good old days of rock and roll. We're reminiscing about the 50s, 60s, and 70s on Tiger Radio, the mighty WTMA.
Coming up, one more segment of our 2005 WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show, hosted by Bill Sharp and featuring many more alums from WTMA's music radio days.
You're listening to the history of TMA with John Quincy on 1250 WTMA.
WTMA. One more time, let's go back to WTMA's special DJ reunion talk show from May of 2005.
Right now, though, we've got some other people who used to be here back in the good old days of WTMA's rock and roll days. And I want you to meet Jerry Smith. And I also want you to meet Jack Wilson. Jack, good to have you with us. Jerry, good to have you with us. Jerry, you and I were here together back in the 60s and early 70s. You and I were even roommates at one time. How are you?
I'm surviving that. I've gotten over all the stories, and so I'm good.
We had some good old days back then, Jerry. What did you do here at WTMA, and when were you here, Jerry?
I started at WTMA in 1971 as the all-night disc jockey. I came down from the University of South Carolina and really fell in love with the radio station in the city. For those people who remember good old days of radio, you actually could actually fall in love with a radio station and like it and not be a disc jockey, because they had groupies in those days, too, that fit that plan pretty well. But I did Midnight to 6, then later went to college at Baptist College, and then started doing engineering with the station on a contract, part-time basis, and stayed with the station until 1979.
So you stayed with us for about 8 or 9 years?
9 years. Between that and working for other radio stations and TV stations as well.
So. You just spread the goodness around, yeah, Jerry, is what you do. We're talking with Jerry Smith, who is reminiscing with us about the good old days of WTMA when he was here in the 70s. Jerry, what did you do after you left WTMA in 79?
I moved to Florida. My wife and I moved down to work in a television station there. I did the TV engineering and started doing the weather and television, and stayed there until mid-80s, and then went back to with one of the bigger groups that has formed since then. And now I'm doing contract engineering for a bunch of radio and television stations.
Still down living in Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville, yeah.
That's a wonderful place to live.
That's a great place.
What kind of memories do you have from the good old days of the 70s when you and I were here, Jerry Smith?
Well, I was just thinking that I was thinking as Terry Allen was trying to think of something nice to say that could be broadcast, that the funniest part of TMA, remember, is the dedication of people and the sense of humor that our folks had. And even the old news department where old Bill over here was working as a young boy.
I was,
and
17.
Without naming names, and this has been through long before statute of limitations, the funniest story I've ever heard was when the late Ray Campbell told me one morning that he'd listened on his police scanner and heard that there was an action at the St. Andrew Shopping Center at a shoe store.
Right.
And so he went in there, and he said he saw a bunch of police cars there. Now, these police officers are all retired now, I'm sure. But he sneaked up to the door because he was curious why there were so many police cars, and he said he pushed the door real slowly. He said there were a dozen police officers trying on shoes. And that, to me, was one of the funniest recollections of WTMA I've ever remembered.
So. Ray Campbell was a great old fellow, a salty, salty fellow. Hired me here. I worked under him at WTMA. He was a great newsman, Jerry. You've got some good memories.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of news, Jack Wilson, you were here in news for many years at WTMA. When were you here?
I think I was here from 1973 to 1975. I moved in from the Tampa St. Pete area.
Right. And what do you remember about those times, that 2 years you were here from 73 to 75 at WTMA? What sticks out in your mind?
Well, it was a thrilling place to work, that's for sure. But one of the first things when I came in, I had to see what Booby Nash looked like.
Right.
I'd heard his voice. I figured I'd see some 7 foot tall fella come down the hallway. And when I finally did see him, they had to convince me that was him. I mean, you know, he didn't fit the voice, but it was always nice working. We did the air shift during his shift, and the big problem I had, he would end his intro with something very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go into the newscast, and you could tell I had a big grin on my face, and I might be talking about, you know, a family of four dying on the Cooper River Bridge in an auto accident, but I got this big smile in my voice because Boob had just ended with something very funny. So it was hard to deal with him. You know, he would do that on purpose. So.
Oh, Jack.
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 What are you doing?
That's the great Boob doing his Jack Benny imitation.
Yeah, what's left of it. Jack, it's good to hear your voice.
Hey, Boob, how are you doing? I wish you could be here today.
Well, I'm gonna be up there, I guess, Monday sometime. I'll be home. I don't know what I'm doing down here, except that I heard you all were coming to town, and I knew I owed some of you some money.
So you skipped town, didn't you, Boob? That's what you did. Bob, you did a great Jack Benny imitation, and when you would say, oh, Jack...
Yeah,
I mean, you did that very well.
I loved picking on Jack Wilson. I'll tell you what, the newsmen didn't get enough credit. Not only did they do great news at TMA and really work hard in investigative reporting, but I would pick on them mercilessly, and they would just hang with me. They you know, I'd insult them. They'd laugh when they were supposed to. One of the men that TMA did never get And TMA missed it, as far as I'm concerned, in my career, because I worked with him at another radio station, a guy who really was fun to work with, who was a great newsman, but he would laugh at anything I'd say. I'd say hi, and he'd laugh.
Who was that?
Harv Jacobs.
Oh,
I loved Harv, and I worked together for
God
a couple of years.
God rest his soul. He's still with us at Channel 5. We're trying to get rid of him, but can't seem to do it. No, I'm teasing about that. Boob, it's been great talking to you. It's been great talking to everybody. We've got to run.
I'm John Quincy, and I hope you've enjoyed this hour of the history of TMA. If you'd like to find out more about our history, check out this website, WTMAMemories.com. That's WTMAMemories.com. You'll be able to download rare audio broadcasts like the show you heard today, see pictures of former WTMA DJs and air personalities, read stories about our history, and lots more. It's all for you right now at WTMAMemories.com. And keep that radio right here on the station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.